When you throw the standard away, your own confidence and conviction will be affected. If you can't do what is necessary to get what you want when no one is looking, how can you expect to be able to make it when others are watching? When you're among those who do not appreciate or understand you, you still have to act as if your most important prospects were staring at you right now, watching what you're doing. Be that person at all times. We'll be talking further about the ultimate kinds of relationships in the course, but I assure you that they do exist, or at least they can exist in your life if you choose to do what is necessary to create them. The people you would like to deal with are out there. You'll never see them, though, until you give them a reason to pay attention to you. When you do something, ask yourself, is what I'm doing what I want from others? Because this is what I'm qualifying myself for. Now, I hope you'll excuse the number of personal examples I've given tonight. I haven't figured out a way to avoid that yet, at least in this session, and still be giving practical examples to illustrate what it is I'm talking about. But I don't think you'll find the situation to be quite as blatant in further sessions. And of course, obviously, they are only suggestions anyway. They look comfortable to you. Now, are there any questions pertaining to tonight's material or last week's material? Yes.
It's me that you're calling the framework a perfect framework in which you can qualify for well-being by living within this framework. And then you're using the word enjoyment for something you're doing outside this framework. And I think it's paradoxical.
Right. Then this, of course, is what I'm trying to avoid, is the connotation that the enjoyment would come from outside the framework. It's there inside it. One act could bring two different kinds of consequences depending upon under what circumstances you commit the act. So you set the framework within which that act could not possibly bring bad consequences. It may have no long-term value for you. It may be solely for the moment to get the enjoyment out of it at the moment, but at least it will have no long-term detrimental consequences. But the act in another framework would produce very bad consequences for you. So what you do is to set the framework within which you can act that way if you want to, but not be bringing about bad consequences for yourself. Yes?
Are you fixing the idea of doing that to others as you would like to have it done, than being empathetic enough to others
I consider my empathy to be part of what I would want others to give in a relationship to me. So I am empathetic of those, try to be empathetic, meaning trying to identify with those characteristics of others that are different from mine. Not identify with them to be that, but to identify with them to understand it, to understand their motivations, and to deal with them to whatever extent I have to. And this will exist in any relationship to a certain extent because I'm not looking for a carbon copy of myself. I'm looking for that individual or individuals whose values are substantially the same as mine. But within that, there will be many kinds of differences. So this requirement of empathy on my part will be necessary. It will be necessary for me to try to give that individual what he wants in a specific situation, which may be different than what I would want. But I know that that's what this other individual subjectively wants, and to make the exchange mutually profitable, I give him what he wants. Within the right context, you would not do that, for instance, if the individual would like you to give all your money to him. This is the way he would like you to do unto him. You won't do that. But this standard demonstrates why you don't do it.
I gave you all money.
Kind of think you're going to get it back. No, what we're identifying here, I hope, is a standard by which you resolve the question of what do you do when he asks for something that is different than what you want to give in the situation, different from what you're willing to give. How do you react to that? Well, you react to it in the way that you would want somebody else to react to you in the situation. The difference of values has become so gigantic that now there is a clash that's taking place. Now, how far do you go to try to understand if perhaps you have misunderstood him, so forth and so on? How much patience, how much tolerance do you show in that situation? Or how far do you go to give him a little of what he wants?